You're listening to the Mundy Maniacs Podcast.
It is episode number 39 of the Mundy Maniacs Podcast. We're back. PJ is here this week. Also, Batman Kai is joining us to talk all things Mundy. Batman Kai, hi.
Hello.
Hey, Kai.
And PJ, hello.
Hey, y'all.
All right, now we're coming from two sides of the world. So, in the few episodes leading up to this one, you know, PJ was talking about planning a big trip. Last week, Sarah and I talked about PJ's big trip. Now we're going to have PJ talk about his trip. So PJ, tell us about where the heck you're playing Mundy now.
Right now, I believe I am quite literally on the opposite side of the earth, I think. We're 12 hours distant, I believe.
Yep. Exactly.
I'm in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, which is in western Pennsylvania, near the Ohio border. A very small town of, I think, about 25,000 people. And it was a small map, Mundy-wise. People deployed back in 2014 and 15, and it doesn't seem like there was a lot of activity in the interim.
Okay.
As you remember, you, Sarah, and myself talked about the upcoming trip, and both you and Sarah have talked about what we're doing here on Facebook as well. And I think a lot of our listeners and fellow people on Facebook.
Yes.
How can you forget that term? Have littered the town, and I say littered in the most positive way, with virtuals galore, including Coach V himself. Dale and Barb put up a pop-up virtual garden. They must have done it through the pop-up group on Facebook as well. I believe Sarah had something to do with that as well. A nice little frog. It looked like a frog design. I wasn't quite sure what it was.
Yeah, it's a frog.
A frog design. Very cool. And got me lots of points. And you and Sarah have put so many places nearby because we're in a clan and we need to, I think we have everything but the places requirement, in line for level 3. And you guys have been very generous. So there are now 4, POI, within a 5-minute walk/drive from where I am. So I'm trying to cap those every day. And it's been great. The biggest struggle with travel, as I'm sure you know and our listeners know, is that when you travel, you don't always have transportation. So, for example, I have to borrow my mom's car, or when I'm out in California, and I will be again in a few days, my brother's car. So that kind of limits what I can get to. But it's just so nice having so many to choose from. People capped near where I was, where I am staying. Downtown Newcastle has been covered. A couple of parks nearby as well. And like I said, that virtual garden, I got tons of points. And I just want to thank people because the generosity of that. People knew deploying that in western Pennsylvania is going to be a low hit area. You know, there are a couple of players, I'd say, within 100 miles. And I hope they will. Some right over the Ohio border and a couple closer to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And so hopefully they'll see that. And I think we should keep talking about this so that people will come up. And there's now a lot in this area. And I hope they'll get more hits. But I just was impressed with people's generosity because I think most people realize when they, whether they've contributed to the garden or just individual virtuals, they've got to know they're not going to get tons of hits.
Yeah.
And that just shows what kind of community we have, that people are go above and beyond. So I was really touched by that. Not only have they deployed here in Newcastle, but you and a bunch of people have deployed in Redwood City as well. I was there for a week before I came here. I'm going back tomorrow for another week before heading back to Japan.
Okay.
And similarly, there are people placed all over Redwood City. That's a little bit different. It's a much busier map. Well, not busy is not the term. It's an old map, but it's a full map in Redwood City compared to Newcastle, Pennsylvania. There's a lot of activity south of Redwood City, closer to Cupertino, where Apple and Google all have their headquarters. There's an active map, and we have several clan members in that area. I was hoping to catch up with them, but unfortunately with my nieces, they dictate. My nieces are young, 6 and 10, and spending time with them has unfortunately meant that the only couple times that I could meet up with a couple fellow clan members, I had plans. So maybe next time around I'll see them. We there might be a shot this next week. We're going to give it a shot if we can.
Okay.
But I just, again, so many people putting stuff out there that it's been fantastic.
Cool. Very cool. That's awesome to hear that you've been able to do that, that you've had the chance. You know, it's a little area around where your mom lives, you know, that's really cool to, I had fun dropping stuff around there. There's quite a few little places to kind of little landmarks, fast food restaurants and things to draw things on. Have you had a chance to place any physicals in the area? Have you dropped?
Yes, I try to do a physical once a day. I'm always nervous about my cap and deploy requirements, and I like to do at least one virtual, one thank you card, probably more than one thank you card, but one virtual, one card, and then one physical.
Yeah.
Not every day, but most days I hit two out of those three.
Yeah.
But yeah, and there are a bunch of physicals here, but again, they seem to be placed 2015, 2016.
Mm.
And as near as I can figure, there are people that live not in Newcastle itself, but maybe within an hour's drive.
Okay.
So hopefully they'll see that and see that there is some activity.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping, you know, I'm not here long enough to revive the game locally. I think if those people who deployed see caps and then notice the map that has grown quite substantially, well, hopefully they'll come back up in the area. Yeah. Near as I can figure, they're at least three or four are pretty close, but not actually in Newcastle proper.
Okay.
But you know, America and Canada, it's a driving air. They're driving places. So I think eventually people will get both the physicals and the virtuals. It just might take some time.
Cool. Awesome. Good to hear. Yeah. So here we are on our end in China, in Shenzhen. And Shenzhen has been making some global news in the last couple of weeks.
Yes, it has.
It's been on, all the CNNs, the Washington Post, this and that. So we've had a very interesting experience. We live in a country that has a zero COVID policy, which is kind of like unicorns and rainbow, double rainbows and things, you know. does it really exist? Does it really work? Well, so Kai, how has Munzee been for us recently? Tell us about the amazing adventures you've been having.
Zero amazing adventures. We've been home all week, our first ever lockdown.
Yeah, we've dodged we've been dodging the whole lockdown thing for quite some time. There were some lockdowns earlier in the month or last month here in the city, but just our neighborhood dodged it. But this time around last week, it was a week ago today, we went under lockdown. And we couldn't leave our compound. And then it got to the point where the last few days we couldn't leave our house.
Wow.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to leave we were only allowed to leave our house to get a COVID test, mandatory COVID test, and pick up a food delivery from a station, a little kind of rack with security guards near our gate. And then we had to come right back. So I have to admit, it's been fantastic timing on St. Patrick's Day when MHQ put out that temporary kind of Skyland thingy.
The TTOB. I don't know. It's a brand new category, right?
It's a temporary destination, and it acts like a Skyland. Only it seems to be populated. Everything it's populated with seems to have, or most things seem to have scatters. Lots of flamingos, lots of spider bots, lots of Trojans. Now, mind you, during the first few days of it, we couldn't go and get any of those scatters unless one actually landed nearby or within rover away. But yeah, it's been great. And then I realized we each had one because we each have premium accounts. Kai deployed his first right on our compound. And then I went, I'll deploy mine. And it said, you know, you got to be 4,000 feet away, which can't do that.
Yeah.
But then when we read about it, we have until the end of the month and Kai's will disappear in 7 days. So then I can deploy mine, you know, and it's been good.
That actually will work out quite nice in that way, the 7 day. And I think this is brilliant. I'm surprised that we haven't had one before. I never even thought we needed it, but even for like travel, it's been perfect. So
yeah.
I'm really grateful that they did that. That's made it easier here. And I'm sure it's only the one of the only things that's made it possible there.
Exactly. The only thing that's made it possible here is that Kai and I have put, we've got a couple of POIs within the capture range of our house. I've got one, Kai's got two that we can just capture from our living room. So we can do that daily, right? And then you guys, clan members, have been placing cards on my apartment compound. So we've been kind of rationing those and capture. We're like, we had no idea how long we'd be in lockdown. So it's like, just get one today. Or just get two. But yeah, so I'll also, I deployed a lot of cards on the weekend for myself and for Batman Kai. And that was really cool. Kai, remember I showed you that post on Facebook and on the Muncie Maniacs Facebook group, someone in New Hampshire was, they said it made their day. They saw someone in at the Fox Hunt event at the shopping mall in New Hampshire. They capped one of Kai's cards and they knew who Kai was. So they said it made their day.
Oh, that's cool.
And they said, put a screenshot, and I'm forgetting who, I'm sorry. You're probably listening. I'm not looking at the Facebook page right now, but an amazing listener posted that on the Facebook page that they had captured one of Batman Kai's cards and it really made them happy. So that was really cool.
That was nice.
Yeah. Was nice.
Yeah.
You're a celebrity, Batman. You're a celebrity, Kai.
Yeah. So, but lockdown, we woke up this morning to find out that, lockdown had ended and, we could go out and play again. So I went out and captured several tree houses and Kai's playing with friends and stuff. So he stayed in, the compound.
How dare a child have a life with other children?
How dare Kai run around playing with a bunch of kids instead of accompanying his dad out to play Munzee?
Where's your priorities?
Right? So yeah, where are your priorities, Kai? PJ, I'm curious, because this is something that came up a lot in our little chat group with myself, you, and Sarah. We talked a lot about blast captures and blowing stuff up. Tell us about airport play, because that's something I've only ever been able to really meaningfully do once at Narita Airport in Tokyo. The only time Kai and I have ever used blast captures. What happened?
Well, as you know, PJ's an old curmudgeon, and I don't like blast caps. I like to cap it one by one, like your old-fashioned way when I was a kid. I've used blast caps twice previously, just to test them out. And but this is the first time I needed them, and you really do need them in an airport. Because of security, you can't get to all the terminals. You can't. I found it both my initial flights and my, layovers.
Yeah.
None of them were long enough. If I didn't have blast caps, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I started out the trip, as you know, in Kansai Airport, which is technically an international airport, but right now it's pretty much domestic. So I started there, and I had to use a blast cap there because simply it's one terminal, but basically two wings, and they were too far apart. So after I cleared security and customs or whatever, I was right in the center of that long line, and I fired away and got almost all of them. I think one was short or two, but so lots of points there. And then I flew to Narita, and as you know, Narita has a lot, but again, it's a big airport.
Yeah.
And the terminal, I couldn't get everything. I was lucky that I was flying domestic into Narita and then international out. So I was in two separate wings or terminals, I should say. So I had to use three blast caps, I think. One for each terminal, one for the interim area. As I took the bus around to switch to the international terminal, I fired off another one and hit a third terminal area, leaving only one left, which is still has maybe 100 or more. But I fired three or maybe even four blast caps there and got tons of points, which was fantastic because of the era of COVID, I was alone in the international terminal for 3 hours. And I mean, literally alone. There was no employees. There were no restaurants open. There was no nothing. People show up only minutes before the flight nowadays because there's just so little inactivity in the international terminal at Narita. It was odd. It was like I had to go to find security to make sure that I was supposed to be where I was.
Wow.
And he said, you're right. You went through 2 hours early. And I'm going, because it says 2 hours. He goes, yeah, but nothing's here yet. So I had nothing to do but fire those blasts and count. And then the few, you know, it's like, what is it? Like cutting hair, which I don't know much about anymore. Kai does, but
Kai does.
He doesn't.
No, I don't know.
I was trimming. So I'd fire the blasts and then I'd notice a few off and I'd walk to the end of the terminal and capture those manually. And, you know, so I had the time, which was great. Then I flew in from Narita to San Francisco, which has chock-a-block. It was I had to deploy there, and it was nearly impossible. It was that densely covered. Cool. That's a blessing. A problem of too much, I guess. It's not a bad problem to have.
Yeah.
I fired off four or five blast caps there, and only got a fraction of what was there. I got largely the terminal, the international terminal, and the domestic United domestic terminal. There are three domestic terminals, I think.
Okay.
The point is it took multiple blast caps. I wish I had a mega blast. And if I had redone this, I might have purchased, instead of using so many regular blasts, might have purchased a mega blast. I didn't think about it until I had accrued over 15 blasts through events and small purchases previous.
Okay.
And I bought some more. Anyway, so then that was San Francisco, and then I spent a week there. Then I got back on, capped some more at the domestic United terminal, flew into Newark, capped there.
Yeah.
Again, only one of the many terminals, but I got coverage of one terminal pretty good. It took two blast caps. That's how many. There was over 100 just in the terminal alone. So Newark is chock-a-block as well. Then I flew into Pittsburgh, which had fewer, but I was able to get everything in one blast.
Okay.
So that's about 50. And tomorrow when I go back, I'll go through Pittsburgh and this time through Chicago, which is also another densely populated airport, and then back to San Francisco. So, and then a week later, I'll go through, this is to get back to Japan, I have to go San Francisco to LA, LA to Narita, Narita down to Osaka. It's like a zigzag pattern.
Yeah.
Normally I would be complaining to high heaven or whatever the expression is, but because of Munzee, I'm actually more airports, please. You know?
Nice.
And nice. It's nice because traveling is never pleasant. And I know you did a little bit of blasting yourself when you went back to China the last time, but with the family and with at that time, even extra security precautions and COVID precautions, I'm guessing it was impossible. Do you remember
when we came to Shenzhen from Narita? Exactly.
Yeah, Shenzhen from.
Well, I mean, there was nothing at Shenzhen Airport, of course, because
okay,
no one had played Munzee here, and like no Munzee players had ever traveled to Shenzhen, so there was nothing here. But it was only at Narita Airport; it's the only place we've captured, and we had a real tight schedule. Like our layover was. It was just enough time to get from one flight to the next kind of thing and go through the security protocols and stuff. And with COVID restrictions and COVID being, you know, younger days, newish,
younger days.
So, I mean, we basically, I think I used two blast caps. Kai used one and I got some stuff, but not all.
I used tons of mini blasts.
Yeah, you had some mini blasts, right? That's what I was like, desperately trying to buy them on the app, like while we're in the airport, like, you know, and trying to buy for two accounts. But yeah, so, but yeah, you know, but here we are now, and we have a semblance of freedom, so we can get out and play a little bit more. But I mean, we still have restrictions at the wazoo, and we can't really live. We're not living freely per se, but we're allowed out of our house. So we don't have much to report on. Again, we're just really happy that we can live vicariously through other players on the map. Yeah. Listen to the stories of other players, daydream about the future when we're elsewhere. But I mean, the whole idea is like, this is a zero COVID policy, which is just a load of hooey. And, you know, Omicron is here in China now in the last few weeks. And it's spreading rapidly throughout because Omicron is super contagious. And no matter how insanely organized and tight you are with locking stuff down, you can't put lightning in a bottle. You know,
fair enough. It was a questionable policy before Omicron. It's an impossible policy now.
Yeah.
But you guys are just doing the best you can. I think it's, you know, players around the world in different parts of the world have experienced lockdowns.
Yeah.
So exactly. We can empathize with them because this is what it is.
You know? We even know members of our own clan. Members of our own clan in the Netherlands have been through this already themselves. And I remember, you know, months back, you know, we were talking about points and what level are we going to try to go for? Will we try to go for level 3 this month? And then having members of our clan say, well, there's an event that's supposed to be coming up on the weekend, but the Netherlands has put all these like restrictions in and we're not sure if we can go. And, you know, like, so yeah, again, throughout the world, people are dealing with this, have dealt with it, will deal with it again. You know, it's just, it definitely makes the play more interesting. And someone mentioned to me actually, on the Facebook group for the Munzee Maniacs podcast, when I talked about like not being able to capture something, someone said, you know, how can you think about Munzee at a time like this? And I said, easy. It's a distraction. Like life sucks. Like in some, you know, at some points when
some way, yeah.
In some ways when you're told that you can't go outside or you can't do this or that, thinking about Munzee, sitting down in front of the laptop and playing from the laptop and deploying things to events, when you're not allowed to go outside and go for walks or do this or that, that's a distraction that I'm very thankful I have. You know, it kind of gives something to do in a fun way, in a social way, virtually. And yeah. Right, Kai? Yeah.
Kai's smiling throughout the talk.
Kai's like, yeah. But yeah, so we, you know, we'll take it forward. When Kai's temporary destination disappears, I'll deploy mine and we'll have that right here for another week. And then, you know, hopefully on the weekend we'll get out and play a bit. But Kai's got a new group of friends that he's been playing with every day after school. And that's,
nice.
Obvious, it's nice and taking priority, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Kai's been, how long have you been online learning, Kai?
2 months. Yeah, I think now 2 months.
Getting close to 2 months now, so, you know.
It sucks, I want to go back to school.
Yeah, it's probably, you guys probably didn't hear his whisper there. He said it sucks and he wants to go back to school.
Yeah,
and
I do.
And we all agree, it does suck. Not being able to hang out with your friends and see your teachers in person. And, you know, I think when we're kids, we complain about school. We, you know, I don't want to go to school, blah, blah, blah. And it's not until it's taken away from you. You realize how awesome it really is. Yeah. It can be, right?
Yeah.
Well, socialization is so important, you know?
Yeah. And that's it. That's the most important thing, right? That's what you say you miss the most, right, Kai?
Yeah.
Hanging out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
well, hopefully it won't be too much longer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fingers and toes crossed. Well, PJ, you know what? I don't want to keep you longer because it's the opposite end of the day where you are. And we're happy to have connected. We had hoped to do an episode while you were in America. We've done it. I won't be calling you up next week to do it again. Well, the next episode, you'll be in Asia.
Yay. Just,
a 1 hour time difference instead of a 12 hour time difference.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
I think we all concur about that. But it's great being able to update people because again, I just want to thank everybody who's on the Facebook group for Munzee in Asia, for the podcast itself, and for the water cooler.
And the pop-up garden group, too.
Yeah, the pop-up garden group, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah, because people just so – it's so wonderful to see that, you know, I basically was going to given up being able to actively play during these 3 weeks, and that hasn't had – I've had less a challenge than you, and we thought, you know, I was going to be the one that was going to be dry. So, and, you know, again, I'm very glad that your lockdown is already over, that, you know, I was afraid it was going to be weeks and weeks, and maybe it will be in the future, unfortunately. We don't know, but we'll just...
It could be. Like, my wife and I talked about it. Yeah, we got to keep the pantry stocked, because it could happen at any moment. And I mean, there's still, we still have some friends in the city, like my daughter's piano teacher, who's Japanese, and her compound is hardcore lockdown. And they're not that far from us. And, you know, yeah, it could happen, and it could happen just like the snap of a finger. We don't know. Yep. Someone tests positive and they just shut it down. But that's hopefully, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Won't happen. But yeah. So, PJ, we're going to let you go. I will add all the little doobly-doos about where to find us afterwards. I'll add doobly-doos. I'll add that myself. Hey, Kai.
Yes?
Anything to add?
How do you knock your head like that?
And it hurts.
It does hurt.
It did sound like I was knocking on a door. I hit my head a little bit too hard, Kai.
Okay.
It's no joke.
Yeah, I don't know if the listening audience could hear that, but when we said knock on wood each time, Kevin and I, the old men that we were hitting our bald little heads, and I think Kevin did it with gusto.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the term little either. I've got a pretty big noggin.
I also wanted to add,
yeah,
if you're a Munzee player, make your flights a bit later than you go, so you could cap all those Munzees at the airport.
So add in some late.
Very good strategy. And I, again, buy Mega Blast Mega and regular. And as Kai said, if you can, layovers, stretch them out.
Yeah.
That's very good advice, sir.
Oh, also, I just wanted to mention, too, it's been really cool to see, and he just added a shorts video today, but I think is it See My Shell? He's an Australian Munzee player. He's a well-known geocacher who's often on, like, the geocaching podcast, and he's friends with Joshua Johnson, the geocaching vlogger,
yeah.
And he's recently made a he lives in America now, but he traveled back to Australia, where he's from, where they just had some recent horrible flooding, and he made a video about playing Munzee, and then he just made a shorts video about playing Munzee today, which is really cool. Wow. So it's awesome to see someone of his stature in the geocaching world making a Munzee video, and it's really cool to see anybody making Munzee videos. So, and I thought to myself, I need to make more Munzee content on YouTube. So there's something we can do, Kai.
Yes.
You've got a built-in cameraman right there. Make Kai do the work.
Yes. We'll put you on camera too, Kai. Yeah. Okay, PJ. Well, and all of you guys, thank you for listening. And we'll add all the contact information and all that stuff on after this. So see you later, PJ. Take care. Safe travels. Enjoy the rest of your time in America.
Bye.
And take care of yourself, guys.
We will. All right. See you later, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to the Munzee Maniacs podcast yet again. And in this week's episode, I'm not sure what quite was going on with the sound quality of my voice in the recorder. For some reason, the microphone was bottoming out, and I tried to adjust levels, but I just couldn't get it right. Well, it happens sometimes. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Please share us wherever you can. Help this podcast grow. There's a lot of Munzee players out there who don't know about it yet, and you can help us out by spreading the word when you're out playing Munzee with your friends. Of course, like we always say, please leave a comment, leave a rating, and a review. We'd really appreciate that wherever you listen to the podcast. You can, of course, interact with me and PJ and Batman Kai over at the Munzee Maniacs Facebook group. That link will be in the show notes at the bottom of this podcast. And, of course, you can find me on Twitter at MadForMaple. And you can find me on Instagram at ShiZenWildlife. And, of course, you can get a hold of PJ over on Instagram at Kansai, KANSAI _PPE _J, JAY. All right, guys. Well, that does it for another episode of the Munzee Maniacs podcast. Thank you for all the kind words. Thank you for supporting PJ while he was traveling around the States and playing in kind of less developed map areas. And, of course, thank you for all of the kind words you sent towards me and my family during our recent lockdown here in China. And there may be more lockdowns to come, so we're getting braced and prepared for that as well. Playing Munzee from home, from the laptop, as it be. All right, guys. Kevin here coming to you with the Munzee Maniacs podcast. Wherever you are in the world, hope you're happy, hope you're healthy, and be safe. Munzee Maniacs.